Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox, and I'd like to welcome you to the Daily Compliance News. The Daily Compliance News is an offering of the Compliance Podcast Network. April 11, 2019, the What is Uber Risk edition. First up, I know you'll be shocked, just shocked, to find that a $7 million Trump building condo has been tied to a scandal-scarred foreign leader. The Trump International Hotel and Tower in Manhattan was sold 2 years before Trump became president to a group led by the Daughter of the Republic of the Congo. This buyer apparently or is alleged to have used money which was stolen from the Congo and one of the most corrupt countries around. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out going forward. Next up. Airbus has dismissed over 100 persons in a compliance crackdown. There's no report that any Department of Justice investigation is going on, but Airbus is being investigated by UK and French authorities over suspected corruption dating back over a decade. It's the fifth year of a sweep, internal sweep around this. Airbus just cannot seem to get itself together around anti-bribery, anti-corruption. Next up, crime fighters in Switzerland and Brazil pledged to intensify cooperation to resolve the sprawling corruption case linked to state-owned enterprise Petrobras, in which there are over $700 million remaining frozen in Switzerland. There are apparently 70 related criminal proceedings around Switzerland related to Javaletto, Operation Car Wash, and the countries signed a joint declaration reaffirming their commitment to continue and intensify their cooperation. More than 130 businessmen and politicians have been convicted in the case in Brazil. And finally, in the Financial Times, there is a very interesting article about Uber and the baggage, i.e. Travis Kalanick's actions when he was the CEO of Uber. Companies are, or potential investors are, awaiting documents which will be made public later, or in the coming weeks, rather, that will talk about issues including pending lawsuits, government investigations, other issues around Travis Kalanick and his time at Uber. Leading the list of risk factors that businesses rely on, obviously, is an important consideration. So it's going to be important for investors to get this, but also to see what investors think of Kalanick's prior actions and whether or not this will lead to a discount in its share price. The legal cleanup is ongoing at Uber. Certainly, they did turn a corner with their new CEO, but as they enter new markets, they're going to have continued regulatory concerns going forward. So it's going to be a fascinating release of information and, frankly, something for everyone to watch. Finally, I'd like to plug one of the newest shows on the Compliance Podcast Network, Great Women in Compliance. If you haven't checked it out, you certainly should. Mary Shirley and Lisa Fine have done a great job. Not really having a dog in the hunt of the NCAA finals yesterday, I still want to give a shout out to the University of Virginia, which won its first NCAA title. Congrats. As you may know, we've had several new offerings on the Compliance Podcast Network. One of those includes Popcorn and Compliance, where Jay Rosen and I take a look at compliance through the lens of movies, both current, contemporary movies, and classic movies. We recently premiered two new shows on the Compliance Podcast Network in Modern Medium. Paris Fox takes a look at how you go through the process of designing art and why it's so important for the compliance practitioner to utilize these skills in their communications with their employees. In Forensically Speaking, Jonathan Marks helps you understand the forensic side of compliance.